All right, we are talking about talent acquisition.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I love talking about whatever it takes to build a team, and I'm going to tell you why. You know why small businesses fail? I say this all the time. They lack talent. The biggest problem with small businesses, why their P&L statements would give me a case of the runs. They lack talent. And when you don't have talent, you don't make money. To be a successful entrepreneur, the greatest skill I think you can have is your ability to build a great team. And I'm going to write a book on that called Staffing Up. I'm working on that. But this week, we're going to talk about talent acquisition. And I talk about, you know, recruiting talent. But, you know, I'm always trying to learn here. But recruiting is short term. Basically, it's filling vacancies, you know, with active candidates. And that's where you take advantage of all these, you know, internet job boards, ZipRecruiter, and all the rest. That's recruiting. You have a need, whatever. Talent acquisition is a long term. It's a strategic effort to seek out the most qualified people, nurture relationships, and convince them to bring your unique skills to the company. Talent acquisition, it's more long-term. It's more strategic. You got to look at your company. And if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, hopefully, you know, we always talk about thinking and there's futuristic thinking, but you're always thinking 2 to 5 years down the road. And you need to see needs before they actually are there. You're always going to have your current needs. And that's the recruiting. You're filling, you know, you're filling spots in the lineup. But talent acquisition is a long-term strategic approach to building your team. What are you going to need 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Are you in a niche market? I mean, there's certain industries like technology and medicine, law, financial management, where talent acquisition is absolutely a strategy. And this is why they camp out at the best universities, their job fairs. They have a, you know, they're trying to create a pipeline. That's why Amazon was willing to go to great lengths to have their locations in New York and then another location. Now they don't want to go to New York, of course, but they're going to find an ecosystem that allows them to get the talent that they need to acquire talent. A lot of industries are just extremely competitive for top talent. Very much the ones I just shared, medical, tech, law, et cetera. Competitive industries, how are you going to get the best talent? Everybody's fighting for this small talent pool. What is your plan to acquire this talent? Fast-growing companies constantly need to bring talent on board. Well, how do you do that? And then if you want leadership positions filled, again, this is talent acquisition. Again, let me just kind of break this down in half. Recruiting is filling needs. It's bodies. Talent acquisition is highly skilled people that you just can't get. You know, they're not going to come in on a Craigslist ad. So to acquire the best talent, you need to put together a long-term strategic approach on how you're going to do that. I've seen the most creative things where, you know, they're paying off students' student loans. If they come and work for a certain amount of time, they'll take over their student loan payment. Very, very smart. Obviously, when you look at these tech companies, they're in Silicon Valley, they're in Boston, they're in New York. They go where, you know, this type of employee wants to live. These type of cities, these high energy cities. You know, you don't see these tech companies sitting in Alabama. I'm not criticizing my friends in Alabama. I'm a big Nick Saban fan. But listen, you get the point. If you want to acquire talent, you've got to find the talent. Then you got to bring that talent on board. And how do you compete with all your competition? How do you get the best employees? Your ability to acquire talent, and this involves recruiting, that's where it gets special. You got to sell them on something. This is where so many small business owners, again, trip and fail. They don't know how to communicate a vision because they don't have a vision. Great talent has no desire to work for losers. And a lot of times when you're a startup company, you don't have the most money to pay people anyway. So to acquire this great talent, you've got to sell them on your vision. You got to sell them on a culture that they want to be a part of. You got to create an ecosystem where it just, you just start growing talent. Because what happens is that you need talent so fast that not only do you, you know, obviously go out and get it, you acquire it, but you got to homegrown it. You know, you got to build that farm system. So as you get this great talent, then they train people within your organization. So you're creating talent. It creates this ecosystem of talent. And if you look at the great companies, if you look at Google, how many people spun off from Google to start other great companies and work for other great companies? They created a talent-filled ecosystem. And that's what you're trying to do. So again, what we talked about this week was talent acquisition. What I'm encouraging small business owners to do is to think like a big business. Don't think recruitment need-filled. That's survival. When you're just filling needs, you're surviving. Again, I call that just enough to turn the lights on. Great companies have tremendous talent. Tremendous talent. Tremendous leadership. You want to be the company that everybody wants to try to get your employees. So again, what we talked about was talent acquisition. I encourage you to start thinking a little bit higher than just need-based. Start thinking talent acquisition. Start getting a strategic plan for how you're going to create a pipeline of highly talented people within your company. And I don't really care what your company is. You can always upgrade the talent. And again, as I've said, your business will only be as good as the people that toil inside for you. Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. We are excited to tell you about the 1-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. It's available every single day. We're trying to equip and encourage you. And if you have enjoyed the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, you're going to love this. 1 minute, the 1-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.